Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Doug Obi is our guest. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Money and the Human Condition. He's the owner and managing member of Karma Adventures, a registered investment advisor, a CFP since for coming up on 30 years now, and he's our friend, Doug Obi. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So we got close to 80 million baby boomers who either are already on Social Security, or I'm going to say more than half of them are either on Social Security, or they're in the middle of making a decision about what they're going to do about Social Security. Do I take it early at 62? Do I wait till 66? Some of them 67. Do I wait till 70? But I'm going to say over half are in the middle, up to their ears, in some kind of relationship with Social Security. What do you think?
Well, I agree. As a matter of fact, the statistic is 58% of retirees take benefits at the earliest possible age, 62.
58%?
58%.
Wow, that's astonishing.
That says an awful lot, Jim,
that's,
too.
That's horrible.
Basically what it says is people are relying
desperate.
Far too much on Social Security as their retirement.
They're desperate.
Yeah.
Wow. There is no high percentage play other than desperation for taking your retirement at 62, unless you're a spouse and there's a spousal strategy in there. What do you think?
Well, that's true, except for people that aren't desperately in need or maybe don't need the Social Security benefits at all, my suggestion would be to take them at the earliest possible age, because the Social Security, well, if you believe there's actually a trust fund, all right, that trust fund is projected to be exhausted by 2000.
Well, the trust fund has already been looted,
exactly,
by Congress. They left a $4 trillion IOU.
Social Security, what they're really saying is it's going to be unsustainable by 2040, all right, based on current projections.
Right.
And if that's the case, they're going to have to come up with solutions.
But you're not. Stop a minute. Did I hear you say you're recommending people start drawing at 62?
For people that don't need it.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
And I'll tell you why. Because if the government is going to have to address the unsustainability of Social Security, and one of the things, the easiest thing the government can do, all right, and toward that end, would be to means test.
Yeah. Oh,
so anyone that doesn't need Social Security, all right, has the means to live without it.
See, I would have thought you would have said the opposite. If you don't need it, hold off and take the maximum at 70.
Not at all, because what happens when
I've done the math, though. Now, I'm going to push back a little bit. We'll just debate this a little bit.
Go ahead.
But folks, he's the expert. That's the reason he's here. But I've done the math on this. And between, say, taking it at 66 and taking it at 70. And as many baby boomers have, and you know, if you die before you're 80, then it's not a good deal to wait till you're 70. Of course, nobody knows what they're going to do, right?
Jim, you're absolutely right. The math does say to hold off if you're trying to maximize your benefit and you expect to live longer, as Americans are. What I'm saying is something very different. What I'm saying is, if the Congress gets around
to... You're worried about the money not being there. Go ahead and take it while you can.
Take it while you can, because those that can live without it will be living without it.
Yeah, but the question is, will you live without it for a long time, though? You might have income right now that you won't have in 20 years.
That's true. And the means
so what you're saying is, if you think you'll be financially independent in your 80s, for example, take it right now.
No, even if... you're financially independent now and don't know whether you will be in your 80s, because at that point, you, the means testing will be a rolling thing. You can have asked for the means test to be redone anytime you'd like, all right, because they can't say, okay, you, Mr. Rich Guy, are not going to get your Social Security benefits because you don't need them. Now, that may be true today, but 10 years from now, that person might have spent down what made them ineligible.
Because of the means testing, which is what they're... Now, they're already doing this with Medicare. They're already means testing with Medicare. Because of the premium adjustments. They're already doing it with Medicare. But we're going to talk about this a little bit more. I've got another scenario that I'd like for Doug to consider that might change his advice just a little bit. Not major, but just a scenario that... in the middle of all that, that I'd like to get his opinion on. And we'll talk about that right after these messages. This is an important topic for every baby boomer. Tween Tales, stay with us. Doug Obey is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.